Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday night. It is 11:30, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And boy, has it been an interesting 24 hours in the world of professional wrestling, especially in WWE. If you missed Fastlane last night, to me, you missed the best pay-per-view of the year so far. Granted, it is only March. You missed tonight. If you missed Raw, you missed an Intercontinental title change, which I do not believe should have happened because bell rang, whether it was by the official or not. The bell rang, the match should have been thrown out. The match should have been thrown out due to Lio Rush's interference, in my opinion. I know that may not be the way the rules are written, but the way I see it, that's what should have happened. And Finn Balor should still be the Intercontinental champ. Of course, you got Bobby Lashley, the most boring man on the planet, as the new Intercontinental Champion. And then you had the return of the Glamazon, the Divas of Doom, along with Natalya, took on Nia Jax, and with Beth Phoenix in corner, you thought things were to even up, but of course Tamina stuck her nose in the match, and then Beth Phoenix got involved, causing a disqualification. And then all four ladies fought to the back, and Nia Jax and Tamina were jumped in the back by the Boss and Hug Connection, which I do not understand, a face tag team jumping a heel tag team. So I was a bit confused by that dynamic. Let's see, what else do we have tonight? We had the return of Batista. Now, I want to give a special shout out to the Northern Wrestling Federation's own Titan, who served as one of the bodyguards for Batista tonight. And, of course, Batista wanted his last match to be against Triple H at WrestleMania, which Triple H was more than happy to oblige. So, not only are you going to have Batista's last match at WrestleMania, but it was announced that Kurt Angle will be wrestling his last match at WrestleMania this year. So, two retirement matches at WrestleMania this year. It will be interesting to see who Kurt Angle's opponent ends up being. Of course, he will wrestle his last match in Pittsburgh tonight against Apollo Crews in a winning effort. I thought that was a phenomenal match. Speaking of phenomenal, I think after last night at Lane, if we don't see AJ Styles versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania, we are getting completely ripped off. Because the storyline is perfectly there. And they've been working that storyline for weeks now, and really it would be a shame to waste such good storytelling and not have that match, which honestly could be an absolute classic, because both Randy Orton and AJ Styles are phenomenal wrestlers. And that match is just begging to be done. And like I said, should be an absolute classic. Now, a match that we're obviously going to see at WrestleMania due to the actions of One Man last night, that I am not looking forward to, is Shane McMahon versus The Miz. Now, as far as storytelling goes, the storytelling has been excellent. I'm just not a fan of Shane McMahon stealing a spot at WrestleMania from somebody who's more deserving. I mean, you could have a call-up from NXT who is more deserving of a spot on the WrestleMania card than Shane McMahon. But he is the boss's son and wants to go out a few times every year and showcase his limited wrestling ability. And despite what anybody would say, yes, it is very limited. That steals a spot from somebody who is much more suited for an event like WrestleMania. Guys like, and these guys will probably have a spot on WrestleMania. Aleister Black and Ricochet, they will probably have a spot on the WrestleMania card. Very possibly in a Raw Tag Team Championship match. And honestly, I think they deserve it. They've had some of the best matches since they've both come up from NXT to the main roster. They've been absolutely killing it. And I think Ricochet and Aleister Black versus the Revival match for the Raw Tag Team titles is absolutely within reason. Now, the way they handled the Roman Reigns concussion storyline tonight, which I'm hoping it is a storyline, I'm hoping Roman Reigns doesn't actually have a concussion, although the way he was looking, it is very possible that he does, and that would not be a good thing heading into WrestleMania. Just less than 4 weeks away now. I just hope that if he does not have a concussion, if he is cleared for WrestleMania, I hope he gets his hands on Drew McIntyre, and I hope that is the match for Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. the way that Kofi was treated last night was pure trash. The fact that they put Mustafa Ali in the match to make it a triple threat match made up for it to an extent. But the fact that Kofi Kingston was not put in that match was an absolute travesty. My only hope is that WrestleMania, it is either a one-on-one match between Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston, or it is a fatal four-way between Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens, Mustafa Ali, and Kofi Kingston. That is my hope for that match at WrestleMania. I'm trying not to get my hopes up because WWE keeps screwing with them. I just try not to get my hopes up so I'm not disappointed. Speaking of screwing with things, Ronda Rousey is either, and whoever is handling her booking is either an absolute genius or is intentionally killing the professional wrestling business. Because the way Ronda Rousey has been booked these last couple of weeks has been genius, honestly. And I've read rumors that it is Paul Heyman that is handling her booking. And honestly, if that is the case, then we all know Paul Heyman is a creative genius and should absolutely continue to handle Ronda Rousey, because they are dancing on that fine line between reality and kayfabe, or that fine line of kayfabe, and they are dancing all over that line, and honestly, it has made for some intriguing television. And honestly, I can't wait to see what happens next week with Ronda, and I can't wait to see what happens at WrestleMania with Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte versus Becky Lynch. But my time's about up. I will be back on this Wednesday at 11:30 or another time, which will be announced on my show or on my page. Good night, everybody.